Okay.
Okay, let's start this then. Did you ever imagine that the show Miami Ink would be a big contribution for the tattoo industry in becoming mainstream?
Wow, that's a question. You know, when the show came out, none of us had a clue whether it was going to have success or anything. We knew that the show was going to happen with or without us. So that was inevitable, you know, like a show was going to come out. We ended up with a formula that worked for TV. I don't know why. I think because we really all were friends, even though there was a lot of drama shoved down our throats by a network. I think some people saw past it and just saw friendship. You know, whatever the change came after, I don't know if we hold ourselves responsible. We're there at the right place at the right time, maybe.
What are some of the pros and cons of the current industry?
Pros and cons in the industry. Wow, there's so many. I don't even know where to start. I think the cons are that there are people tattooing that shouldn't be tattooing because they haven't been taught right. No apprenticeships anymore. And people learning how to tattoo in YouTube. And I think the foundation of building a building is the most important part of the structure. And without apprenticeships, there is no structure. Secondly, I think the other disaster that we have is, you know, tattoo supply companies just selling to anybody that walks up to a tattoo supply booth or just ordering online, which is the downfall. But at the same time, we have some great things that have happened after, which is so much new talent that came in that we would have never imagined. Young kids leaving art school, coming into the tattoo world and killing it. You see art that we thought 20 years ago was impossible. So I've been tattooing now 25 years, and I remember my first year of tattooing, my imagination of how good tattooing would ever get was not remotely in the same galaxy as what it is today. So I think it pushed us all to work harder as old timers and as guys that have been tattooing past 25 years especially.
You said, "I am a tattoo artist, not an actor." You became perceived as the angry guy on the TV show. How did that affect you?
You know, that's kind of, I think that "I'm a tattoo artist, not an actor" was kind of me, you know, getting fed up with being handed a script in the morning and minus the tattoos, nothing was real. And that's just part of doing TV. Eventually, you know, as the seasons go by, you end up having to invent a lot more things that are needing to happen for TV, you know, for the networks, and eventually they shove it down your throat. So that's probably the reason why I quit Miami Ink, you know, after 3 years of doing it, and just wanted to do something different. And eventually you realize that, you know, TV is TV, and you're always going to need to supply some kind of drama to do TV. So maybe I'll take a break for a while.
Tell us about your new Facebook show, The Tattoo Shop. How it differs from Miami and New York Ink, which you've already explained some examples. So, well, just explain about the new show then.
So the tattoo shop that we produced for Facebook, I produced it and by ourselves. You know, we had a partner that produced this in-house with us. Drive was the name of the company, which, you know, like I got a lot of say in putting the show together, which I never had before. Besides casting, which I did cast the other shows, this one was really kind of showing what we really do. So there was no drama, no forced scenes, just us joking around a lot and having fun and, you know, showing a daily routine of what a tattoo shop, you know, shop really looks like, and bringing new artists to it is to kind of show the competitive side of us still trying to stay relevant in a very competitive world these days.
You've opened and closed shops, have had challenges. Explain how failure is part of the road to success.
Wow, failures. I've definitely had a lot more failures than I had success. So I think, you know, when you want to succeed, you're going to have to put it all on the table at one point or another. And I think I've done that so many times that I failed so many times. And, you know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger is kind of cliche, but there's a lot of truth to it when it comes to success in the tattoo industry and what you're trying to achieve. And Tattoo Do, which is like so many different ways to try to figure out how to build a company that caters to tattooers. And there was a lot of failure in the beginning of that too, and how we approach it, how the world is changing so fast. So I still go through it. And out of the 8 times that we fail, we succeed twice, and everybody only sees the success, but nobody talks about the hardships. They only point at the person at the top of the hill, not the person climbing. But they root for the person climbing. They root for the person climbing.
Keeping balanced and humble is important. I know that you do MMA. Tell us about your passion for it and how it balances you out.
I think, you know, in my life I found peace in 2 things. One of them is training in the gym and fighting and letting a lot of aggression out. And I think it just mentally makes you stronger. You know, it's you challenge yourself daily when you're in the gym. And I think that just builds character. I don't think it was necessarily just for me as a tattoo artist. I think it's healthy for anybody to just push themselves to the point where they almost break to make themselves stronger. Secondly, I love, you know, I spend a lot more time surfing these days than I do fighting. Still like to go 4 days a week to the gym, but I enjoy surfing more than anything. It relaxes me, and I think that's important to a person that's been tattooing for a long time to try to get his head out of tattooing a little bit, just to be, you know, just to be a fucking human being to relax, you know, because, I mean, we slave ourselves for so many years, and we break our backs, and it's not as glamorous as people think, you know, being a tattoo artist. It's a lot of work and no sleep. So, you know, we do what we got.
The last question. You mentioned on Instagram the simple things that make you happy, #Costa Rica.
The simple things that make you happy. To me, it's Costa Rica. You know, it costs nothing to get there. It costs nothing to maintain. I go there and I just have a good time, and I'm under the sun and in nature, and people are nice, and I just spend my days at the beach, and if I got my kids with me, it's even better, you know, my family, and it's just to watch my kids be a part of nature, you know, it's something that we as parents could provide them, you know, and it changes everything, you know, because we're always stuck in a city. So taking them out of brickwork and putting them in nature makes you question how you live all the time. So if I could, I'll be living in the jungle in the next couple of years.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.